The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show that answers the question,
is it possible to make a vowel sound out of a potato?
Can the word potato be a verb?
What about an actual potato? Can that be a verb?
What about the word verb? Can the word verb be a verb? Can it be a potato?
Mama, I'm scared myself.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, and this is what we call Hour 2. I don't know why we call it Hour 2, but evidently there's some kind of legal obligation because it comes after hour one. If you listen to hour one today, you already know that I'm talking about Sidney Powell. She's been on this program. She is the main lawyer for General Flynn. She has been an absolute hero and a patriot. Stunning, stunning human being. But right now she's on the president's legal team because she's been looking into the Dominion voter machines. Now, to me, the headline, and Albin, you can back me up on this. Yeah. The headline is that no one's covering this. Lou Dobbs had her on. He's on Fox Business, and he is a real hero and a patriot. He had her on. And we're going to play the second part of that clip in just a moment. Maria Bartiromo, who is also on Fox Business, yesterday had her on. Lou Dobbs had her on the day before. We posted the video clip on our YouTube channel, The Eric Metaxas Show, like a day and a half ago, or was it yesterday morning? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was a day and a half ago.
It has 1 million views. That is on our Eric Metaxas Show YouTube channel. The thing is going insane. And Fox News itself, not Fox Business, but Fox News is not covering this. When you go to their website, they talk about Operation Warp Speed. They talk about AOC made some dopey mistake in a speech. This is a very, very strange time that we're living through. The fact that you have to maybe come to this show for your information, or you have to squirrel around to try to find where can I find what's really going on, to me, that's unprecedented. You used to be able to go to Fox News and assume that they're going to give you the president's perspective like that. And I don't mean be carrying his water, but the point is that those stories would get out.
Well, Fox News seems to have like a rebuttal against Fox Business and what Sidney Powell is talking about.
Right. It's really, really bizarre. Now, before we go any further, I said I would play the rest of Sidney Powell's conversation with Lou Dobbs. If you want to see the whole video, we posted it at the Eric Metaxas Show YouTube channel. The whole video is there. It's been shared a million times, and also the Maria Bartiromo video is there as well. I just thought we've got to get this information out, and it's why I'm giving it so much attention right now. But James, our engineer, will cue up the rest of the conversation. We played in the first hour, at the beginning of the first hour, we played the first part of it. Let's just continue it. This is Sidney Powell talking to Lou Dobbs. This is 2 days ago. Go ahead.
We are on the precipice of, this is essentially a new American revolution. And anybody who wants this country to remain free needs to step up right now. These are federal felonies. Altering a vote or changing a ballot is a federal felony. People need to come forward now and get on the right side of this issue and report the fraud they know existed in Dominion voting systems, because that's what it was created to do. It was its sole original purpose. It has been used all over the world to defy the will of people who wanted freedom.
Cindy, at the outset of this broadcast, I said that this is the culmination of what has been over a four-year effort to overthrow this president, to first deny his candidacy election, but then to overthrow his presidency. This looks like the effort to carry out an end game in the effort against him. Do you concur?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, the social media companies, and even the media companies. And I'm going to release the Kraken.
Well, good, because this is an extraordinary and such a dangerous moment in our history. I really am very concerned for the country. I am very concerned for all Americans. And I have a feeling that most Democrats are first Americans and not Democrats. They have to be as alarmed as any one of us. Cindy, we're glad that you are on the charge to straighten out all of this. It is a foul mess, and it is far more sinister than any of us could have imagined, even over the course of the past 4 years. You get the last word, Sydney.
It is indeed a very foul mess. It is farther and wider and deeper than we ever thought, but we are going to go after it, and I am going to expose every one of them.
Sydney Powell, thanks for being with us, and thanks for all that you're doing.
Yeah. Unbelievable. We've got to get Sydney on this program, and we've got to get Lou Dobbs on this program, because, folks, this is basically unbelievable what we're hearing. In other words, the problem is there seems to be very little wiggle room when you're dealing with somebody like Sydney Powell. She is, as I've said three times, she's about as sober-minded as it gets. She's not a TV talking head. She's not the host of some program. This is a woman with tremendous legal acumen credentials who is saying, she says it on the Bartiromo show that was aired yesterday and that we put on our YouTube channel, that this is like a fire hose of information.
Yeah.
I guess I want to say that, you know, when she says this is a new American Revolution, what she is implying, obviously, is that what is going to come out of this is going to be like, I'm quoting Lincoln's famous words, like a new birth of freedom, in the sense that we are due for a new birth of freedom, because the level of corruption, the accretion over the decades of corruption in the size of the government, in the deep state, we know power, Lord Acton said, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts, absolutely. We've had a lot of power, and there are people very comfortable with playing with power and forgetting that their power is supposed to derive from the people. And when that goes unchecked, as it seems to have done in certain parts of the Democratic Party and certain parts of the federal bureaucracy, it gets deeper and deeper and uglier and uglier. And either it swamps freedom forever, which is what I've been saying would happen if we did not do something about it, or freedom rises up and the corruption and the swamp must be drained. I honestly think that, you know, speaking as a person of faith, our prayers are making the difference. God is allowing us to be shaken, to be driven up to the edge of the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army bearing down on us. So we will cry out to God and say, Lord, what we have is very special. It's a gift from you. We have this freedom. Will you help us to preserve it? And I think that it is probable that if we pray, it is certain that God will intervene and he will do something that will seem to us like parting the Red Sea. I think if this corruption is revealed and this investigation goes on in the way that we're praying, it is going to be big history, big history in the United States of America. I keep talking about an existential crisis that we've been facing. That's kind of like 1860, kind of like 1776. I really believe that it's coming to a head and that that's where we are. And I don't mean to sound, histrionic. I think that this is what I have seen. In hour two, we're going to actually, this is hour two, but in the rest of hour two, we're going to be doing something a little bit lighter. I'm going to be having a conversation with Coffey Anderson, who is the star of a new family-friendly Netflix series produced by our friend Roma Downey. It's called Country Ever After. When we come back, we'll have that conversation. God bless you.
Bows and flows of angel hair.
Welcome back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Let me be brief. I'm going to be interviewing a cowboy right now. Don't be frightened. He's a nice guy. He won't come out a blastin' unless he says something you oughtn't to have said. His name is Coffey Anderson. He is the star of a Netflix reality series, Coffey Anderson. Welcome to the program.
Come on, what's going on, Eric? How you doing, man?
Look, I don't know how to – first of all, I thought your name was pronounced Coffey, and I was going to call you Mr. Coffey and make a Joe DiMaggio reference, and I realized nobody younger than me would get that reference, so I'm not going to make that reference.
Yeah, that's an old people joke. No old people jokes.
It's Coffey. You call me an old person, and I will – fly down to Texas and punch you. I don't care if you're 6'5".
Come on.
Chat.
Come on. Listen, we made
listen
for
I'm ready
11.
To go. I'm ready to go. I've taken my meds. I'm ready to go. You seriously, Coffey, it's pronounced Coffey Anderson, but that's easy compared to your wife's name. How do you pronounce your wife's name?
My name is Priscilla.
Priscilla?
Yes.
Priscilla. You're Priscilla serious.
Anderson, yes, sir.
Coffey
yes.
and Priscilla. You guys,
you can't make
marketing
that.
Is that. That is way too difficult. I can tease you because I like you. That's my love language. You, seriously, you are known to a lot of people. But I want my audience, first of all, we got to frame this correctly. My friend Roma Downey of Touched by an Angel fame and other things is creating some wonderful media. Part of it is this reality series starring you and your wife.
Sure.
And you are known as a country music singer, but this is a reality series about your life and all this kind of stuff. Does it have a title?
Yeah, it's called Country Ever After. It's one of the Netflix originals.
Country
and it's
Ever
Country
After.
Ever After.
Mm-hmm. Country yes, Ever After. And you all are in Texas, or did you just grow up in Texas?
I grew up in Texas. We have a house in LA, and we have a ranch house in Texas.
Now, I know the series has already premiered, so people can tune in, but that's the cool thing about streaming videos. They can binge. They can binge
right.
on Coffey
right.
Priscilla. Doesn't Coffey and Priscilla
absolutely.
Sound like it's bad for your heart?
Well, it's actually bad for your eyes because you will laugh to tears. You will cry. You will love it because Country Ever After – there's no other show like it. When I say there's no other show like it, it is the only show that's been released through network or Netflix that you can watch as a whole family from 2 years old to 102. You don't have to plug
okay.
the kids
by
ears
the way,
or cover their
Coffey,
eyes. It's amazing. It's amazing.
All joking aside, that's the headline. That's the reason when Roma contacted me, I said, this is the right. kind of programming I've been praying about for many decades, saying that we need this kind of thing, something you can watch
right.
with the whole family. And the joke about Coffey and Priscilla. Priscilla just sounds like something that if you ate it, it would be unhealthy. Like it's like that. Now you shouldn't have too much of that. You know, just once in a while. Once in a while. But it's
well,
your wife's
you know,
name and your name.
She's not for the average man. That's why she married me.
Oh, is that right? Well, let me ask you
absolutely.
Something, Coffey, because we got to go back to your roots. I want to know how did you grow up, and who names their kid Coffey? Like, I don't, where did that come from? Is that a family name?
Bro.
What's going on?
Let me tell you. Okay. I grew up in Bangs, Texas, like your grandmama's hair. Bangs. We got 1,100 people counting sheep. It ain't a whole lot of people there. Small town, you got to have three jobs to keep it running. So, like, my basketball coach was also my bus driver and my history teacher. That's just how small towns operate. My dad is a Cajun Pentecostal veteran. All right. He doesn't like anything but Jesus and shrimp. And that's all we could have in the house growing up.
Now that is very funny. That is very funny. Cajun Pentecostal. What was it?
Veteran.
Veteran. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
So,
oh bro.
All right.
I was making a bed and singing hymns at the same time. I could get a seam right on the edge of a crease. Come on, somebody. So growing up that way, and Cajun. So Cajun. Les élèves bon temps roulé, ici. Nous avons.
Cajun.
So
Cajun. So it's Cafe a Cajun name? It is.
Which means that absolutely so that, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the answer to my question. Now, we're not done yet. Why did Priscilla's parents
We're definitely not done. Priscilla, so everyone in her family has a C name. So her mother liked the name Priscilla, so they called her Priscilla. Her sister's name is Karis. Her dad's name is Craig. Their uncle's name is Carter. They're all C names. That's what you do when you went to a public school. You name your people.
We've answered the most important questions up front. I want to get that out of the way. Let's talk about your career because – you know, to get a Netflix reality series, to put your life in front of millions of people, how did you get to be where you are now? Because this is a real story. I mean, for people who are interested in breaking into the music business.
Right. Thank you for asking that, first of all, Eric. Number one, thank you for asking. Number two, the music business model is broken. Number one, you're not able to service all of the consumers with the amount of content that you're putting out. So that leaves a massive gap in financial opportunity for any artist that wants to strike out on their own and do independent work. The moment that the internet came in and digital distribution was able to be had, whenever somebody could pick up their cell phone and look up music or download music, I knew that it was the Wild Wild West. So the new MTV is called YouTube. The new record store is now the iPhone. It's now the Samsung. So being able to have my album available for people to purchase, the internet doesn't even sleep. So you don't have to wait on a store to close or store to open, similar to Best Buy, brick and mortar. When I went digital and started maximizing the opportunity with the internet and music, I knew it was going to work. And doing country music, most people go to Nashville. Nashville's model is broken in the fact that you have 100,000 singer-songwriters that move to that city a year. But there's only 13 spots on country radio and they already have their 12 stars and they switch out the 13th spot with the new artist of the year every year. So you have to look at is the business model going to work and what technology can I use now to maximize where consumers are and direct band to fan retail or direct to consumer retail, which is exactly what Disney did with Disney Plus is how I've made my money. And it's only growing exponentially.
But don't you find it funny that we're living in a strange time where the whole world is like Bangs, Texas, where everybody's got to do three jobs. It's not enough for you to write music and sing music. No, that's not enough. You also have to market and be an entrepreneur and be able to think this way, which is very interesting because I'm extremely talented, but in a very narrow way, I'm not able to do what you're able to do.
That's a great thing to have because the thing about having a specific talent or a specific niche that you're in, most companies only want to go at the ocean level and throw it out wide and try to hit as many as they can. I teach anyone that wants to learn marketing from me is that if you have a well, you can always dig in, get cold water and drink from it. Just go deep. The thing about Oprah Winfrey made $1 billion going, girl, we'll be right back. She can't sing. She ain't got no jump shot. She can't rap. Her gift is listening. So if you double down and 10 times down on your gift, even though it may be narrow, you can win big time. It's a different world, man.
You've just encouraged me very much. That's not easy to do. Thank you. That's cool. That's very interesting.
Thank you, bro.
Now, look, I want to hear more about this show. It is a big deal to put your family. How many kids do you and Priscilla have?
Priscilla and I have three, and I have a daughter from a previous marriage that will be in season two.
Well, Cafe, I gotta ask you. You know, your whole family is going to be out there on this show. Is already on the show on Netflix.
Yes, sir.
Country Ever After. So now your wife Priscilla, she's not just the wife of this musician who is well known. She has her own fascinating story. What is her career story?
Chrisilla is one of the best hip hop dancers in the world. And it is unbelievable to see her resume from Snoop Dogg, Akon, Kelly Clarkson, Eminem, Britney Spears. She danced with Britney for a while. And just she's been accepted. She's been in Alvin and the Chipmunks 1, Alvin and the Chipmunks 4, Hannah Montana, the movie. So her career is stellar. When we met, I was singing on the street in Santa Monica, California, selling my two CDs, one for 12, two for 20, and getting emails with a little IKEA fold-up table in the street. And she was on tour with Snoop, and she was doing music videos. She was doing Piece of Me music video. She was working with Kelly Rowland at the time. And she would still
come home. All right, now, hold on. I had no idea there was this much information on her career. We're going to have to go to break. When we get back, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Folks, don't go away.
Pay some bills. Pay some bills.
Folks, I'm talking to the star, or one of the stars, of a new Netflix reality series called Country Ever After. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, in English, you're doing great.
Country Ever After, starring Coffey, hey, 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 and Come Priscilla. On. But you're telling me Priscilla, who I happen to know is white, is one of the best hip-hop dancers. Like, what did you think growing up in Bangs, Texas? Okay, a black man, that you're going to grow up to be a country star, to marry a hip hop dancer who's white. Like, right. this is not the normal story. This is your story.
You can't make this up. You cannot make this up. When we were introduced through our friends that we both trusted, we had never met. We hung out with some of the same people. And I tell people all the time, okay, so we had a video go viral on Facebook. And I said, honey, what is my ES spell? She said, yes. I said, what is E? Y-E-S spell? She said, E-S. I take out my phone and I said, honey, what is Y-E-S spell? Yes. What is E-Y-E-S spell? E-S? Well, it spells eyes for you public schoolers watching the show. I start laughing. It's a 5-minute video and I'm cracking up the whole time. I post the video up, but in the middle of that video, I said, every reality show network, call us. We need our own show. They actually called. We ended up
Who called you?
Specifically Bravo called and connected us with the genius Alex Baskin from Evolution. So Alex created Orange County Housewives, Housewives of Atlanta. And so the pitch, they were like, what makes your show so interesting? Why would you have a show? And I'm like, I'm a black country singer and she's a white hip hop dancer. And we live in Hollywood with three little nuggets. And she was like,
it's like Green Acres. It's like Green Acres. It's like the Beverly Hillbillies. It's the fish out of water story. I mean, this is, you know, times two.
But
that is amazing. And now you're on Netflix. That's pretty cool because we need some wholesome stuff on Netflix. Do you know what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah. And I think this is what made our story so interesting was Alex even said, I want to make a show that my mom can watch. And he saw way in the future. And so did Roma. Roma and Alex, this was their vision, and they felt like we had the story to tell, was to say, everything is drama. And even look at this year, Eric, you can't make this timing up. You have a very volatile election year. You have COVID. You have all of these, the economy, people can't work, schools are closed. And so there's so much negativity. And for our show to drop, where there's 12 episodes that you can put your feet up and everybody can laugh, and guess what? You can also cry. You can also feel. For once, this is the perfect storm for what people need right now in Country Ever After. And for Netflix to step out and say, you know what? There is a market for people that want to have family-friendly entertainment. Everything doesn't have to push the envelope. And they took a chance, and I'm so grateful. So grateful.
Yeah, and I know you can't say this, but when you say push the envelope, you mean push the envelope over into the pit of hell. But we can't say that publicly. I'm not going to say that. We're going to edit that out. Don't you worry. Honestly, I'm such a fan of family programming. You can't even laugh. I'm such a fan of family programming that when I hear about this, I just get very happy because I know that, you know, the free market is going to deliver what people want. If people want junk, it's going to deliver junk. So people need to vote with their remote control. People need to understand that if you patronize things that are good, you're going to get more good stuff. We're not socialist or communist. Yes, we have a free market. And so if people know about good stuff and they buy good stuff, they choose good stuff, they're just going to get more good stuff. And so I just want to say thank you for putting stuff out there that is wholesome and thank something that whole family can watch together. This has been a big thing for me. You don't know me, Coffee, but I got to be honest with you. For years, I've been talking about how we've had this fracturing in the media where we've got kind of saccharine dopey stuff for kids, and then we have really edgy, nasty stuff for adults. There was a time when families bonded together watching stuff. And so I just want to say thank you to you and Chrisilla, who I look forward to meet. I've never met a hip hop dancer before. I know you wouldn't know that from looking at me, but I don't live in the hip hop world the way I used to. I'm just letting you know. I'm just keeping it real.
There's some symptoms. There's some symptoms that I can tell you.
Something about the clothes I'm wearing would tip you off. But seriously, that is so cool. Now, what is Chrisilla's story? How did she get into dancing, and where did she grow up?
Chrisilla grew up in Las Vegas, and she went to a Las Vegas high school for performing arts with Derek Hough, Julianne Hough, the R&B singer Neo, just a very, very talented group of people. Moved to LA when she was 18 with a dance troupe that she used to work with and started auditioning. Mind you, she was going for acting and got those little skinny mirrors from Walmart and put like five of them up in her garage and got an NSYNC and Britney Spears DVD and started learning all the dance routines along with the Janet Jackson one. And moves to LA, starts auditioning, and people realize, oh, no, she's gifted. And not only gifted, but to be able to have the smile and the joy that she has. I've never met anybody without an enemy. And once you meet her, you love her. And that's what makes A Country Ever After so endearing, is like they are very, very opposite, but it works. And I think accepting who people are and not trying to change who they are to what you want them to be is what this story really is.
It's just amazing that that both of you have these careers, you've got kids, and you're willing to put it out there. So we're going to go to a break here, but when we come back, I just want to ask you more about what it's like doing a reality show, because I can't even I can't even imagine. We'll be right back with Mr. Coffee. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Coffee Anderson, and I guess I'm just fascinated. You have a reality series on Netflix. It's family friendly, which is kind of nice to think that they're streaming some family friendly stuff. And
yes, indeed.
You know, I think everybody wonders what would it be like to put my family in front of cameras and whatever. I've gotten to know the Duck Dynasty guys and talk to them about that. And I just have to ask you, what is that like realistically? And also, they have to kind of create shows out of your life. There has to be some kind of a script that they find, some kind of a narrative arc that they find in your everyday life. I'm sure the producers are pushing a little bit on stuff and trying to get, you know, they got to make a TV show. How does that work for you? How do you live with that?
Well, working with Evolution and Alex and working with Lightworkers and Roma Downey, we didn't have to worry about the content because we already knew who we were aligning with from the beginning. Now, a lot of reality shows, they have to sell drama. They have to sell the shock. That's not what we were going for. We wanted to sell reality. in the reality of our lives as a country music singer, as a hip hop dancer and movie star and my wife. We have this crazy life, but we're also parents. And we also have something in the show that we're fighting as a family for. And so most reality shows, they want to push the envelope. They want to have you throw wine bottles across the kitchen and go crazy and fuss and fight. Eric, our second year of marriage, we decided to fight for each other and not with each other. Come on, somebody, catch what I'm saying. We wanted to fight for each other and not with each other. And when decision was made...
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Seriously, that takes special people even to think that way, much less pull that off. That's not, you know, it's a nice idea, but I've been married for 24 years consecutively. And that makes no sense. I know, right? What does that mean?
But it makes a lot of sense.
When you say that, it's just a beautiful idea. Where did that come from?
It came from our first year of marriage, we put on boxing gloves every day. I promise we were arguing over it's cloudy. No, it's not cloudy. It's partly cloudy. We were just arguing over nothing. And I remember we went to counseling with a couple at our church, and they'd been married for years. And they said, if you couldn't change anything about her, would she still be the one? And they said, if you couldn't change anything about him, is he still the one? That's who you have to fight for. And you have to love who they are, not who you want them to be. Come on, somebody. Catch what I'm saying. You have to love who they are and not who you want them to be. And I'm going, okay. Now, I come from Texas. Everything is meat, grilling, shooting, Friday night lights, football. That's not her. She's more grew up. They got jazz, speakeasy. They're eating sushi. I thought sushi was bait. I wanted to go fishing with it. They just put it on a plate and charge you $20 for it. I don't know. But we had to accept that side of each one of us. And so when you love anyway, it's beautiful.
I'm going to get choked up. You got to stop this now. When you're talking about fighting for each other instead of with each other, you know, that could just be cliche unless you really mean it. And you both obviously really mean it. How do you live that out? I guess if we watch the show, we're going to find out on Netflix, Country Ever After. But I think it's important. The reason I think family program is important, it's not just so that there's no curse words or so there's no nasty stuff. On the contrary, it's to model something beautiful and something good. When I would watch some of the ridiculously corny sitcoms, you know, back from the 50s, the reruns or the 60s or whatever, it was kind of modeling something that even though it wasn't real, reality show obviously is real, but it was modeling something, a respectful attitude toward your parents, parents that respect each other, that don't argue in front of the children. I think that's very, very important. It's why I write books about heroes and stuff. But when you're exposed to those kinds of things, it can't help but rub off on you. So I know that's part of what you're doing and part of what, you know, Roma Downey wants to produce is that kind of thing. We need to get that kind of stuff out there.
Yeah. You know, I grew up watching Happy Days. I grew up watching Hee Haw. I grew up watching The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know, I grew up on a different thing.
Hee Haw.
Roy Clark. Roy Clark.
A black man watching Hee Haw. You just blew my mind,
so
brother.
You're so East Coast. Everybody liked Hee Haw, first of all.
I'm just teasing you, but I have to crack my stupid joke.
It's still funny.
Just the idea.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You have to. It's you. That's why you're Eric. So
anybody who knows Charlie Pride knows that. No joke. I mean, for a long time, there's no doubt about it. What's that?
He actually did. I said he sold more records than Elvis Presley.
Charlie Pride sold more. Are you serious?
Just because they anoint you the king doesn't mean you're the king. Come on, somebody.
Wow.
Just because you're the king elect doesn't mean you're the king. So the one of the coolest things about actually Elvis's most highest selling albums were his gospel records. The ones that the record label made the most money off of and what they push are the Hound Dog albums, which were actually culture vultured from the other side of the tracks. Moving on, we'll have that other conversation later. So growing up on family-friendly television, I fell in love with that type of stuff. The Andy Griffith Show, and I love Bob Hope. I think Bob Hope is so underrated when it comes to comedy.
I did not think we would bring up Bob Hope in this conversation. Bob Hope is one of the greatest of the greatest. I can't believe that you brought up Bob Hope. I mean, all of those guys, they're the best. I used to watch the Dean Martin celebrity roasts, and they would all the greats were up there. And I think it's important to be connected to all those greats. Yes. All right.
Yeah, so growing up with that type of TV, there's my other brother Daryl. You know, you have that kind of funny humor that didn't have an agenda with it. And when I thought of entertainment, I was like, man, we can make entertainment. We can make things funny without being raunch. We can sell. And a lot of times with entertainment, they use sex to sell, but sex only sells what isn't good enough to sell on its own. If you made content that was good enough and wrote songs that were good enough, you wouldn't have to have her dress scantily clad at 17 years old and try to look like a grown woman.
And a comedian doesn't need to curse to be funny. We all know that. Jerry Seinfeld never cursed in his life. He's one of the greatest comics alive today. You know, I'm really sorry we're out of time, but the good news is if people like this, they can keep watching my show anytime they want, and they can watch your new show on Netflix.
Yes, sir. Country Ever After.
Coffee Anderson, God bless you. Wonderful to meet you. I look forward to meeting you in person and seeing your show. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Bless you. Thank you for what you do. See you.
Hey there, folks. Before we go today, oh my gosh, what a day this has been. If you missed hour one in particular, you've got to go back. There is something historic happening. Now, you've got to forgive me because I'm very, very self-conscious in saying something this dramatic. But it seems to me that people have really prayed hard for this country, that we would not slide down the path toward Venezuela and further corruption. And we're on the verge of an earthquake here. We're on the very verge of an earthquake that is going to be upending much of what we have known. Could it be more dramatic a statement than that? But I think that if the corruption that we've been talking about, if a third of it were to be revealed, it would be absolutely staggering. So keep your eyes peeled. I keep mentioning our YouTube channel. If you want to see the videos, if you want to see these things and share them with your friends, go to our YouTube channel, which is the Eric Metaxas Show on YouTube. Please subscribe. The subscriptions have been exploding because some of the stuff we've been posting there. I also want to say that our main sponsor is Mike Lindell. He's right behind me, glowering, holding the pillow, ready to whack me with the pillow.
He's
and I want to say
too.
That. If you go to Mike Lindell's website, which is called mypillow.com, you probably haven't heard of it, mypillow.com, please use the code Eric. Please tell your friends to use the code Eric and not to use codes that they might see on certain TV networks that have gone over to the dark side. I'm not going to mention any names like Fox or anything like that. That's not my business to even do that. But I want to say that we're living in weird times. So please use the code Eric. I also want to say, this is exciting, if you go to mystore.com, that's linked at mypillow.com, you can get my Donald's The Caveman books so cheap, it'll make your head spin. They are basically, if you buy them in a package, like it's about the price that I buy them for, literally, like I'm not making that up. Right. Yeah. So you go to mypillow.com, go to mystore.com, which is linked there, or you can just go straight to mystore.com. And we're going to have available other books there, but, Albin is
I'm, you know what? The mugs have already sold out. We've got hats, very cheap, about $6.99.
Wait, now you're talking about something different. You're talking about the radio show store.
That's right. That's called shopmetaxas.com. You could get t-shirts.
If you want a t-shirt or a hat.
Yes.
No more mugs. If you want signed copies, of Donald the Caveman books, you go. We're confusing this poor audience. I apologize, audience. We didn't mean to have so many websites, but we've got to. No. But I mean, it's confusing to us. But that is go to shopmetaxas.com. But the main thing I wanted to say was just that we need your help.
Yeah.
We need your help financially. We need you to patronize us at these various places. You can find most of my other books. You can find signed copies and hardcover copies at SocratesInTheCity.com. But we just feel like things are changing in America right now. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I may have mentioned it before and forgot, but every couple of nights, I think we're going to do another one Wednesday. We're doing these big prayer meetings. It's a kind of a charismatic, blow the shofar kind of brand, you know, of prayer. If that's not your bag, there's plenty other prayer groups out there. But I want to say that I really do think that we have to pray and understand that what's happening now at its core is a spiritual thing. You know, when you're talking about freedom versus slavery, it's not just a political thing. When you're talking about the Soviet Union versus the free West, it's not just a political thing. These are real human lives that are on the line, and we have to take that really seriously. So if you believe in prayer, pray, and we'll continue the conversation. Oh, perhaps tomorrow. Thank you very much.